Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sandpits Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
There's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. The PS5 is big, the McRib is back, and you're listening to Hey Fam.
You can do the intro.
This is the podcast Hey Fam, starring the Hey Fam boys. This is another Hello Family Productions episode of the podcast Hey Fam, also known as Hola Familia in our Espanol-speaking families.
What else can you do? What other languages?
That's it, really.
A man of two languages.
That's all you need for integrity. Actually, you know what? Ultimate integrity is one language. Because you're like, nah, you're going to have to work with me here.
Yeah, this is me for the rest of my life now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, anyone that knows even half a language in Australia besides their own, it's kind of an impressive feat here.
I went on tour with like Belgians.
Yeah.
And they know like seven languages.
That's interesting. Why? Like they've got French, obviously. Is Belgium different? I mean,
I think, yeah, and then
let's
and,
not Google
and then
any of this.
German, English, and then three more.
Yeah, right. I know there's, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Good intro.
What about you? You're learning Japanese, but still?
Bro, very slowly.
Yeah.
Like I haven't learned any in the last fortnight.
No, but you have learned that your son loves vegetables.
And that's true.
That's the real Japanese character.
I mean, I've been spirit. Learning like how to just keep my children from going to school. I feel like a conspiracy theorist, but my kids have been sick. And so they just haven't been at school. It's been living it with me.
Really?
We just hang
so
out all day.
Back? So it's just well, like
no, they're just
again.
Sick. My kids are sick. So they can't, everyone knows that I'm the coughing guy.
You do be coughing.
In fact, coughing update, it might be the end of the coughing days.
You got a puffer.
I got diagnosed as asthmatic today. So,
you've been living your life asthmatic essentially.
I guess so.
So every time you've been coughing, you've been like literally out of breath.
I did a blood test because they were like, let's see if you're allergic to anything. And I'm not allergic to shit. And my cholesterol is really good. And my blood pressure is really great. And iron levels off the charts, just excellent iron levels.
Iron Man numbers.
Yeah, yeah. He said, well, are you Iron
Man
28?
Are you Tom Cruise in Madness? Yeah. Multiverse of Madness? Because you have damn iron. Oh, yeah. Spoilers, guys. Tom Cruise is in Multiverse of Madness.
That's right. Yeah.
Tony Stark, Iron Man.
He plays Vision.
Also, he plays Vision.
Yeah.
Yeah. He plays most of the cast.
He and Wanda reenact or suddenly the middle, it says it's only 2 hours long, but it's actually 5 hours, and the middle 3 hours is Wanda and Tom Cruise reenacting, just redoing all of Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, that's how they fucked it to make those imaginary kids.
Yeah,
they went to some like secret society orgy. I mean, that's how you made your kids.
Yeah, that's right. That's how all kids are made.
Yeah, you have to.
Cool kids who don't go to school.
So how long? So this is obviously an issue. How long have they not been at school?
We're like, I mean, it's an issue a week in now. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's because you're getting like PTSD from lockdown when you spent so much time with them, and you couldn't like read hentai, you couldn't watch like hentai, and you couldn't like play games that weren't Mario parties.
Dude, we try to play. Archie, because it was just like Tilly's back at school now, so Archie's at home, and I'm like, oh, I've got the new Nintendo Switch Sports.
Yeah,
what a great game to play at home with the kids.
Yeah, there's no movies in it, I think.
Archie did not enjoy himself.
Really?
It's like, I feel like if it launched at like at, when the console came out, like if this came out instead of 1-2 Switch, everyone would be like, oh, it's totally great.
Yeah.
But it, to come out now and just be that kind of like
launch game.
Generic sport, like that's the character. It's in the same ilk as like the Wii Fit.
Yeah, right. Just like ugly.
The soundtrack is fire.
Sure.
But yeah, it's like really, really simple. If we're bowling, it's still fun.
It looks like when Microsoft made their like avatars and they were trying to like make them tap into the me thing, which were like so simplistic, but like they were too complicated trying to be simplistic. Well,
didn't they get Rare to do it? Like they bought Rare assets, and then Rare were like, cool, let's finish all these games.
Ready to make Banjo-Tooie.
Exactly. And they're like, no,
you're going to make avatars and probably that Han Solo dance
and Kinect. Yeah. Kinect games. That's it. Sorry, idiots.
And
fucking Banjo-Kazooie is a racer now.
Yeah, well, it's like a like they just redid the designs, right, and made like a not great game.
It's like
nuts and bolts.
I think it is like you're like getting parts to build. I think you build stuff within
game, but yeah, I don't think it's a racer. I think it's like you build in the game to do. It sounds more like Blast Corps, if anything. If you're going to compare it to a Rare game,
okay. Yeah, but we played bowling. That was fun.
Shout out to Blast Corps. Was I speaking about that with you recently?
No. The 64
game? It was Noon. Yeah, we were both saying like Blast Corps. It was the second wave of launch titles.
I think, is that in the Rare collection on
I don't know.
Xbox?
Probably, because there's no IP. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like a Mario or anything. But it was like, in Australia at least, it was a game that came out after the first three 64 games, which were launch titles. It was Pilot Wings, Wave Race, Mario. And Mario.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few months down the line, there was like next lot of games. And I remember, you know, used to find out games were coming out via Kmart catalogs. Like, remember that was like how you'd find out stuff? Like,
You'd buy like Nintendo Power.
Yeah, well, that wasn't in Australia.
We had
you could import it. We had, it was called like NEM, Nintendo Entertainment Magazine, or something like that. And that was an Australian localized one. I remember like buying it, and they would have like photos. The way I'd find out about E3 and upcoming games were like screenshots in the magazine.
Well, it's wild to me that
on Hyper Magazine.
Yeah, if you wanted to do like show screenshots, we take that for granted now. Like,
yeah,
you know, every console has a screenshot function, so it's very easy to get high quality video or photos to print in a magazine.
Yeah, yeah.
But back then it was like, yeah, you had to physically
take a photo of your TV to prove like your Mario ghost track time or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember seeing when it was called the Ultra 64. Like, at least the demo was like seeing photos from E3 about it, and it was like a demo level of like Link fighting like Liquid Metal Link.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and there was like that, and they were like, I just remember reading words as an 8-year-old, not understanding them. They're like, oh, they're working with silicon chips, and I was like, fuck, this is huge. I have no idea what this means. But I remember Conker's Quest being revealed in there when it was like a G-rated platformer. So much stuff. But it's so funny now that like, yeah, it's funny to think now that all of these expos and shit are more public facing than they are like, you know, industry facing. Because today, you know, Apple have, you've probably seen everywhere, they discontinued the iPod.
RIP, iPod.
And I was like looking for the keynote when it was announced, just like, you know, I wanted to see a little bit of history. But it was like shot on a camera and like behind closed doors.
Oh, right.
And it was just like, we found out later. But it was like Steve Jobs on stage in like 2001 talking about it. But it was like, oh yeah, this shit was like all press, even back then, like in 20, well, that's quite a long time ago. But like, so funny now that like we literally have a live stream to like the fucking Ubisoft show. You know what I mean?
No, totally. Yeah. Every announcement.
We watch live, all the mistakes, everything, like 9 hours of like GIMPs playing Nintendo Treehouse or whatever it is. Just, it's like so much stuff now. And I kind of almost wish that just some dickhead editors were getting sent over and just drip feeding it to me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Otherwise it's almost like, it's just too much.
Well, I mean, at least most companies put effort into making them not a massive drag to watch.
Yeah. And I mean, like, the trailers are out there if you want to see them.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I mean, it's just mental to think that's how we used to do it. I remember like, I remember scrounging around the house to find a 5-cent coin because Hyper Magazine was like $5.95. And I rode my bike down. I remember the first issue had Sonic the Hedgehog on the front. It's like a green cover. And I remember it reviewed shit like cool cult movies and stuff too. And I remember being like, fuck, this is like an adult magazine. Like, this is very serious. Like, I remember reading that shit. Fuck, this is such a Kane and Rince opener. I remember reading that shit and being like, finally, like, adults are talking about games now. And it was like talking about like Mortal Kombat 2, maybe. Right. Just like things that, like, now I look back and they're like the lamest juvenile shit that I just remember them being treated with like such an air of respect.
Yeah, well, Archie likes that K-Zone magazine because half of it is just video game talk.
Oh man, I forgot to say, when I was at the Easter show, there was a K-Zone show bag.
Oh damn.
Was it? I don't even think it came with like any like pranks. It didn't come with any of what I thought were patented K-Zone attributes, which is like 9 Pokemon posters.
Well, it's funny that like, yeah, like I imagine like the average age of a K-Zone reader is like Archie's, you know, 6, 7, 8. I would say about that range. But like the Doctor Strange is on the cover of the new one. And like, I don't know how many kids are going to go see that. And like,
I know one who won't.
Yeah, definitely.
The guy who's buying it.
I mean, add to the list of things that Archie is passionately against.
Yeah.
Obviously, movies.
Switch sports.
Or sports in general. He was like, we got him to play bowling. He was like, let's play bowling straight away. And then
which
I was
is
like,
everyone knows, that's like, and Archie is not this, but it's like fat kid sport, isn't it? It's
yeah,
like,
no, for sure.
It's a sport
that
like you see the people who are good at it and they're all like fat pieces of shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking the pros. Like, you know, like, what's that movie? Kingpin.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably some fat people in that
scene. I
thought
you were going to say Big Lebowski. Is it?
No, he's but he's also not, like, rake thin or athletic. You know what I mean? Sure. Oh, John Goodman. You know, he's a big guy.
For you.
For me. CIA, John Goodman. Actually, he probably is CIA in it, isn't he?
But we, yeah, so we played Shambara, which is the
don't know that
it's like
one.
A sword fighting one. You have to hold a sword and you kind of has.
Oh, it's in the sports game.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like a bowling movie. Retrovania. Like, now I forced him to play that.
No, so with bowling, when I realized, like, you know, it was taking a while for him to get it.
Has he been bowling IRL? Or no, it's like
he has been once or twice, but I think he's still at that, like, you know,
bumpers.
Yeah, so bumper.
Give you that like dumb,
that weird
thing
lane thing
it.
That you like push a ball down. I don't think he's done that. Like, just bumper bowling.
Yeah,
bumper bowling rocks though. I like that you can like just like whip it directly at.
It makes it more like a pinball machine, doesn't it? Like,
yeah,
I remember like younger birthday parties. I too was young at them. I'm not going to them now, but playing that as a kid and. There was a lot of fun. I remember people being like really against it, purists.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People who take 10 pin bowling seriously.
Like 9-year-old like, purists.
Yeah. People who take 10 pins seriously are like some of the like most interesting people on the planet, I think. I don't mean that in like a mean way either. I mean,
no,
like,
you did when you said there were fat pieces of
no,
shit.
No, I mean like it's a fat kid sport. It's like right. It's like when like you'd go to sport and like the jocks would be like, you know, fucking in a locker room like spanking each other at another high school while I was literally playing 10 pin bowling.
I went to
like,
a
that was
yeah,
it I was
went,
that type of sport.
I went to a friend, a very sporty friend, birthday, and it was like the day after like a big night, and he rented out. We did laser tag and then we did bowling.
How old were you?
Oh, like mid-20s.
Jesus.
And everyone like super sporty.
You
it's
should
like,
stop
like his
being
team.
Super sporty definitely by your mid-20s. Like, that should not be your defining trait. You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure he still plays like rugby and probably still is cricket.
For fun?
Yeah, for fun.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. You should stop taking it that seriously.
And,
if,
and the ones, his mates that have kids all like teach, like coach the soccer team of
so
their kids
different.
And stuff like that.
But if you're like, I like playing with people my age and I'm not a professional player and I'm in my 20s, you really got to like, probably get some new interest.
The point of the story is that I was not a very fit mid-20s dude, and I destroyed them all at laser tag.
Of course you did.
And bowling.
Fucking school shooter sports.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
course you did.
And then we went drinking at a British pub, and it was like darts.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, obviously I'm gonna like dominate at this too. Darts is fucking difficult.
Yeah.
I just suck shit at darts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darts do be wiling.
But yeah, so I was playing bowling on Switch Sports, and like when I could see that like Archie was like, you know, a bit frustrated because I was dominating him. Like,
that's
you know,
life though.
You can yeah, but whatever. Like I don't want to be discouraged instantly.
Get this kid Dark Souls.
So I like threw a few.
Fuck, Dark Souls would be the thing that radicalized him.
And so we caught up. But with Shambara, it's so fast. You basically like have to like knock your opponent off a big, it's almost like gladiators or whatever, like
that's
where you fall into the water below.
Eat shit.
But it's like it's like 5 strikes and then you fall down into
yeah,
the water.
Sure.
So I'm like trying to throw it, but like also he I don't know. But there's this one cool thing where you can choose like a beam sword, and when you block enough hits, you have like
a lightsaber
and then
yeah.
you can like smash your opponent with a lightsaber.
Well, I'll be letting Lucasfilm know about that.
but yeah, then after I beat him at that, he got frustrated and I was like, hey, let's play volleyball now. And he was like, I don't like sports. So he doesn't like sports. He doesn't like movies. And the K-Zone poster. Always very excited to see what the K-Zone poster is. Most of them are on the back of his door.
What is it, like Ratatouille or?
No, it's mostly it's like all the Mario ones. Mario. Get put on the back door. There's a Fall Guys one that's on his door. Straight to the bin.
Sonic?
For the Sonic one. It was Knuckles. A poster of Knuckles from Sonic 2. And he was just like, I don't like Sonic.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. But yeah, like, it's so weird just killing time with Archie at home, like, every day of the week now.
Yeah, I guess it's like...
Like, we played a bunch of, like, I was like, hey, should we see what...
Should we see what
Mega Drive games are like? And we played Rystar.
Is Moonwalker?
We've played Rystar. No, it's not Rystar. I forgot I got presents for you.
R-Y-S-T-A-R.
You said Moonwalker, and I remembered.
Oh shit! Yeah,
Michael Jackson
for my little Saint James.
So for your pedophiles, pedophile.
What's like my, remember how that deck?
The pedo shrine.
No, it's not a shrine. That sounds like I worship. Remember that like deck of cards they had that had all like the FBI's most wanted and like this is my like war room because I'm hunting pedophiles. Remember?
Of course. Yeah. You're growling at this picture of Michael Jackson every morning. Dad.
Every morning.
Yeah. So you can also growl at this 7-inch
signed. Oh, good.
The kangaroo by Rolf Harris.
At work, we had Rolf Harris had signed a wall and we had to paint over it.
That's so funny. Shit too. Like Yeah.
One of the worst exports we've ever had.
I mean, at least the UK accepted him with open arms. I feel like
they've got trash taste. Look at Jimmy Savile, another pedophile that looks ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So there you go. That's yours now.
Nick Teen. Oh, look. A song called Nick Teen.
Nick Teen. And
fucking hell.
Anyway, and then also, the gifts keep coming.
This is crazy.
You know about some of these gifts. Here's some Star Wars manga.
Oh, that's sick.
So we got Star Wars, so The High Republic, The Edge of Balance.
Yeah.
And then... Guardians of the Wills.
Yeah, that's sick.
Which is the Rogue One boys.
That's tight.
I think it's
wow.
based on a Greg Rucka book as well.
Oh, that's tight. That's awesome, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Centuries Before the Skywalker. This is sick. There should be more.
There should be more Star Wars media for sure. And and also
Something else.
Also,
what the hell is going on?
Got some some Hamburglar socks.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And
where'd you get these from?
My mum. Another thing my kids don't like.
McDonald's.
My mum bought the kids McDonald's socks. So this is like Ronald McDonald's socks,
man.
And Grimace socks. And both kids were like, this is shit. No, I don't know. Whatever.
Cool. Yeah, I'm gonna pay that forward. These are great.
Yeah, well,
sick. Man, what the hell is up with? I hate new kids. We were like peak kids, and I know. Thank you so much. That's so nice. I'll bring something next time to yours.
It's fine.
I made a curry tonight, but it's gone. I could have given you something.
You ate a whole curry tonight?
Well, no. I mean, I ate it. I made it yesterday. Sorry. I heated it up tonight.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
It was cool. It was just like...
This is a cool curry. Yeah, sorry.
I'm just thinking of things I've done without your kid. I don't have a kid. Knock on wood and just chilling. at work still. I got a very boring life. Rain, especially when it rains, I actually do feel like I'm under house arrest.
I had a bonding moment with my daughter this week because the
Hello
Kitty Nikes came out, the Prestos.
So it's the shoes, it's a hoodie as well.
Yeah,
maybe a shirt.
They made a hoodie, tracksuit, and two different t-shirts.
They're sick.
I got the hoodie, and Tilly and I both got the shoes. My shoes, I've already got.
The hoodie is sick. It's like that blue, and it's just her in the middle with the hoodie on, right? Or the jacket on.
No, it's like it's a print.
Oh, it's repeated,
print,
like
repeated
the shoes.
Print of.
Got
of
it. Or maybe I'm thinking of the shirt.
There's a white t-shirt that
it
just
has like her wearing.
Just
hoodie?
No, you're thinking of like, they made an actual doll.
Oh, that's like right. That's sick.
You can't actually get it. You just
well, you can't get it yet.
Hopefully, yeah.
Just like, you know, it's like Monster Energy
fridges. No, it's like the fucking Travis Scott McDonald's figure.
Yeah.
Where's that? You should own it.
Yeah. I hate when they make like the most desirable thing the hardest one to get.
Yeah. There's an
the Travis Scott figure, like whoever's got it now is probably trying to get rid of it.
For like $5,000.
Could get a spot on my wall. You know? No, I mean because of that concert.
Because he's a pedo.
For all those... maybe future pedophiles died at his concert.
Okay, right.
Maybe it was like a Minority Report.
He was growling at him.
But yeah, maybe. Yeah. Probably not though.
Who could
probably
say?
Not. They're just...
But yeah, no, Tilly and I have matching Hello Kitty Nikes now, which is pretty sick.
That's sick.
Archie got a bit like, aw.
Yeah.
Not because he wanted Hello Kitty Nikes, but because
we don't match.
He was, I said, don't worry, as soon as they make like curvy Adidas or something,
and you know what?
We'll get
they
them.
Never will.
They probably never will.
they would have done it by now with his 30th year.
What if I got him matching Bad Bunny dad sneakers?
I mean, is he an Umberto fan?
I mean, I feel like everyone, a couple of years from now, well, everyone will be an Elmore.
I saw him I saw him make a quote this week about his performance. About the movie, because you know, he's obviously, you know, he's got the album that came out,
which is fucking great.
It's good.
It's really good.
That's great. I'm gonna listen to it. It's long, isn't it? It's like 26 tracks.
Yeah, it's a big album, and for some reason, he put like the final track is his biggest hit ever.
It's like when from Drake like 3 years ago, Hotline Bling on the end of Views.
Yeah, but this is like way, way more time.
Why do you think that is? You know what? Because it retroactively counts for listens.
Also, apparently, he says it's because this album is less an album and more like a mixtape that you put on in the background, and it's for like for summer. And because of COVID, this Kaya Ita, his biggest song, came out at the beginning of COVID or something like that. And so no one was able to celebrate with it for summer. So he put it on this album so it can be on the summer playlist.
Look, that's obviously a lie because he could have just put that on a playlist and made it the last track. Sure, it's literally because all of the streams count retroactively as album listens.
Right, yeah, sure.
It's like gamification.
But I mean, he's already like without that, like but he's the even most more. Streamed artist. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Now
he's
even more.
He's protecting.
But yeah, gave a quote. You said he's very excited to show the world El Muerto, and he's looking very forward for his movie. It was pretty amazing. I mean, maybe some of the nuance was lost. In translation,
he's pretty softly spoken in press stuff.
He looked like a fucking lunatic at the Met. Yeah, like probably the worst dress.
One of my favorite dress. But I mean, like, you got to be the worst dress at the Met. Like,
well, Jared Leto's there, so you can never be the worst.
That's
dressed.
True. He looked better than Jared Leto. He looked better than Kylie Jenner.
They looked like dickheads. Hang on, just have a look. Like, he looked like Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, yeah.
He literally looked like Inspector Gadget.
Look like Canadian. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. He should do it. Fuck El Muerto. This guy should do
Inspector Gadget third remake.
Live action rendition of Inspector Gadget.
I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once this week, and one of the trailers beforehand was Bullet Train.
The like John Wick-esque.
Yeah, with where it's Brad Pitt. And he's in it. Bad Bunny plays a Mexican assassin in it.
Oh.
It's so funny.
Is he the guy who's hitting at the end where he's like trying to throw the...
I don't think so, no. But he's not Mexican. And so his first two film roles are...
He's Mexican.
Yeah, he's Puerto Rican.
He's an actor. I mean,
yeah,
look,
yeah, sure.
But he's invoking the Scarlett Johansson, you know, I'm here to act.
Sure.
I'll play a Mexican if I must.
Yeah.
You know, we're not here to...
Yeah, his new album rocks.
We're not here to not make a Spider-Man movie every 5 years to keep our contracts going, you know? Like, this is a passion project.
El Muerto, Muerto.
Yeah, that movie just looks like the Brad Pitt's like, I want the John Wick treatment.
It looks fun, man. The trailer is really good.
Yeah.
Although
who does he speak to at the start? It's Paperboy, isn't it, Brian?
Fuck, have you started? You're not caught up on season three of
I know
who's
in the last two episodes, and I'm
fine
with it.
It's crazy. They're the wildest, most Hey Fam adjacent cameos. It's great.
Yeah. I'm catching up. I've almost finished season two. I just want to watch them all again, like, just to see the, like, season one's great, but I like cannot wait to see the like how much it's even grown since then.
Yeah, totally.
There are some parts of season one that were like, oh yeah, you can tell this is someone's first season of a show. Like a bit too like clever for its own good in time. You know what I mean? Like didn't execute stuff as well, but the vision was there.
Whereas I started watching season three of Barry this week and I did a recap of season one.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, that was like a masterful.
I've got season one now waiting to go.
Have you ever watched Barry?
No.
What? I'm waiting. Oh my God.
So I'm going to go into it after Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good time, man. Mm. Holy shit. And you just said
it was on sale on iTunes and I didn't want to watch it on binge because it's like, I want to like spend more time with it. It was like $9.
$9
for like season one and two, maybe as a pack. So I was just like, fuck it, I'm going in.
The third season is so good. It just like,
is it like halfway through or something? Or is it done?
They're three episodes in. I watched the first two.
Masterful.
Watching the recap, I couldn't believe how many enormous things and like happened in that first season. Like, the second season is really good too, but that first season is one of
who
the best.
Who makes it again? It's
the same director,
Hiro Murai,
who does
Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And, who does and all the Gambino shit.
And Bill Hader, he directs some of it. He's written most of it. And Bill Hader's writing partner, I think.
Oh man, I'm so excited. I'm just like,
it's an unreal
series. Just to give myself still, because it's like very rainy in Sydney. It's been rainy for almost like 2 weeks, right? Like, it's like shitty weather. It's been like rainy.
Almost a week of no rain.
But in a way, it's been raining since like December, November.
No,
like,
for
it's
sure.
It's been like a very, very wet. I mean,
have you been hit with any mold in your house?
Just in the bathroom.
Okay.
But that's like being taken care of. But other than that, luckily I'm like, I don't know if it's because like my house is
haunted.
Well, it is haunted with the ghost of Michael Jackson, but I don't know if it's because it's like elevated.
And Rolf, is Rolf Harris dead?
He may as well
sure,
be.
Sure.
Yeah. Jimmy Savile dead in my, books. But yeah, I don't know if it's because my house is higher. It has pretty good ventilation and it's pretty well lit. Like during the days sun gets in. So my old house, on the other hand, on the other side of the tracks, yep, that was like a moldy piece of shit. But, you know, feeling fine with my lot in life. Fuck, what were we saying? Jimmy Savile.
Bullet Train.
Oh, Barry, Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah.
Vibey as hell.
Yeah, like third season of Atlanta has been really, really good. The most recent episode has one of the wildest moments in it, but overall was like the first one I didn't really like.
Sure.
When you get to it, it's the Amsterdam episode. But they keep doing these like, maybe like one every three or four episodes, they'll just tell like it's almost like a short film that has no,
it's like sort of racism or something.
It's I can't remember what the quote was, but it's like white people constantly suffer at the hands of their own or their own racism or something like that.
Sure.
They're cursed by their racism, and so it kind of explores that as
Michael
as the
Jackson
theme. Amen, brother. Yeah, but the three
Bad Bunny playing the three Mexican.
Yeah.
I mean, he
cursed.
And Muerto won't get made.
They Muerto won't do a billion.
It won't do Morbius numbers. Morbius is out on streaming now.
Already?
Yeah, I got I was in the Morbs Discord the other night and it said like coming on like, I think it's out. I wanted to check the store. I think it's like literally like I think it's almost out. Maybe it's in America or something. Morbius. No, okay. No, it must be in America. Anything.
Try Dr. Michael Morbius at your service.
Oh, of course. Wait, I'm gonna check that USA store. Might get this is like when you're getting God mode on. Oh, there's Resident Evil.
good call, man.
Ambulance. Morbius.
There we go.
Meet the cast. I'd love to. This is cool.
Hope Tyrese is
there. You go.
17th of May. That's like really soon.
So yeah, it's really soon.
5 days.
Look at that. Look at that hero score on Rotten Tees.
Fuck.
Wow. Look at that. Funny. Look at the. It's like in another language.
Whoa. What's that? What's going on there?
I don't know.
The underneath the Morbius logo is, I guess, Morbius written in a different
maybe
language.
Maybe Swedish, the country he famously
if only those Belgian people I went on tour with,
if they were here,
they could tell us what it was in.
Oh, look, it's also, that's nice. You know, in like on iTunes, it kind of shows you movie recommendations that are related. It has, it's kind of, I guess, teasing what's to come because it has
Tyrese.
has two Blade movies underneath. Yeah. Oh, shit. Speaking of Tyrese, absolute heater in his account the other day. Did you see him on that island?
You like writing his name in the sand?
Yeah, he said he's been given an island.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure how real any of that is.
I would love to book a trip to go stay at his island, but it doesn't come up as an option on VoltronTravel.com.
Fuck, he does post a lot. Yeah, here he said, found a 39-acre island for an unbelievable life-changing price, then about 10 full stops. Not going to do anything or make any moves now. Another 10 full stops. I had to ask them, is it okay if I just write Gibson Island in the sand? They approved. I was so happy to do so. And it's just him riding Gibson Island while wearing what looks like a black cloak or a dress and filming it. His feed is absurd.
Yeah, it's great. One of the best feeds there is. So this Bullet Train movie, right? Comes out.
Wait, can you just read out this one, please?
Okay, I'm reading out a meme. If you knew how quickly people forget the dead, you will stop living to impress people. Christopher Walken.
Tyrese's
and then
caption.
The caption is just damn.
It's like one of those like men. And look, in the background, you can see like the
he's
volume control
else
and
yeah,
stuff
of course,
like that.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, this is unbelievable.
Master at the internet. So yeah, this movie Bullet Train comes out, I think, in July this year. So the cast is crazy. It's like Brad Pitt, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Brian Tyree Henry, Bad Bunny, Zazie Beetz, Sandra Bullock.
There's half of the Atlanta main cast.
Yeah, yeah, totally. But it's been directed by David Leitch, who...
David Lynch, great director.
Unfortunately, he was like...
Mr. Deadpool, was he?
he eventually, yeah.
Oh, I just took a guess.
He was one of the guys who made, he's like an uncredited director, co-director of the first John Wick movie.
Sure.
But only Chad Stahelski was credited. I don't know how, why. But then he did Atomic Blonde.
It's like that Alex Garland.
Atomic Blonde. Then he did Deadpool 2. Then he did Hobbs and Shaw. I don't really like any of those movies.
No.
But the trailer still looks pretty good. It's like based on a Japanese novel.
Yeah, right. Which novel?
It's called Bullet Train. Interesting. Yeah.
Probably called Shinkansen in Japan, maybe, huh?
Who's Joey King?
He sounds fake.
He's a girl, for one.
They sound fake.
Well, she's in it. Yeah. But yeah, I fucking loved Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, so this is definitely, we are in the, have you seen this?
No, fuck. I really want to see Belle. It's the Mamoru Hosoda. He did Wolf Children and...
oh, yeah. It's the next one.
Yeah.
Tight. Oh, yeah. Look, USA is the only place in the world that doesn't have Ghibli on.
We can't save you going through the American iTunes store for PayFam. Maybe we'll pay for that kind of incredible content.
Sure thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, leeches.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once. You saw it weeks ago.
I did. Because I'm
way more in tune with cinema.
Yeah.
I like...
This was like your first non-Disney movie, right? And about
It feels like that. Because I feel like we have to cover this shit for the podcast.
Oh, but also we go to all types of movies. Like we've seen Uncharted. We've only seen movies made by Sony and Disney in the last year.
It makes me feel so stupid.
But it makes me feel like... sad. You can see why people complain and stuff. I get it too. I get that the video store isn't around anymore and the cinema's kind of going the way that it was a very, certain movies will only ever go to the cinema now, your big budget things.
Yeah, totally.
I get that, but also it is insane that two studios are just putting out movies.
Yeah.
Literally all the Sony ones we've seen recently, Morbius, Uncharted. Then everything else is Disney.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I guess Warner Brothers.
They're the only things coming out of movies.
Warner Brothers.
You're right. Warner Brothers.
We saw the Batman.
We saw the Batman and
Dune. That was last year. I'm thinking about movies I've seen this this year so far. I've seen... Oh, I saw anime as well. I saw the Jujutsu Kaisen movie. Oh, you saw
Jujutsu Kaisen. Yeah.
Yeah. That was sick. There's still a big poster for that up at George Street.
Yeah. I am watching it now. Finally, I'm halfway through.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's good, right?
It's great.
How fucking good are the opening and closing?
So good. Unskippable.
They're so great.
Yeah.
Who's
your favorite character?
Obviously, Gojo.
Gojo.
Is that his name? Fucking.
Yeah.
The sunglasses guy.
With the bandana on.
Gogo. I don't know.
He's cool.
Yeah.
He's aloof and fun.
Yeah. He's a great, great character. They did a collaboration with Sanrio and he got paired with Cinnamoroll, Tilly's favorite character.
Oh, wow.
The white little dog.
Did he have like a bandana on his eyes?
Yeah. He has you can get a plush of Cinnamoroll wearing his dark sunglasses.
That's tight.
I considered it, but I'm like, I got too much of this shit.
Yeah, the divorce will be incoming.
Yeah.
You'll have to give up half of all of your anime.
All my statues.
Yeah, that's very sad.
But yeah, I just feel like, especially this, since Doctor Strange came out, the discourse around it has been
discourse, brother?
Particularly fucked.
Yeah.
This movie has jokified
Marvel.
The world.
Yeah, yeah. But this is for some reason... the movie that I can't think of a recent movie of theirs that has caused this much. And you're right, it's discourse because they were it's arguments. It's not like everyone's in unanimous agreement. You know, it's not the usual thing either where it's like, oh, it's your classic Marvel movie. I don't care. Which was like kind of the complaints for like every Marvel movie after like phase two. You know what I mean?
It feels like I'm seeing the most, can you believe how many screens this is showing on every like cinema group in like, you know, this is playing,
that tweet
this
or
is playing
at
70 different 70 screenings in one day like in Times Square.
They were like, yeah, this is playing at 70 screens.
And like, you know, this is the death of cinema. But then the people complaining about it, it's like, well, I mean, it kind of also is like the first time one of these movies has been allowed to have a director like be a director and totally. Like have his signature insanity
fuckery, yeah.
Within the movie. It feels like this is like not the one you should be complaining about. But
yeah,
okay,
save that
fine.
For like an Avengers or something.
I mean, yeah, totally. I'm sure they were complaining
save
about that
too.
Save
that for Eternals.
But... So there's that, and I guess I'm used to that, but and to a degree I understand that.
The Letterboxd Pro people come out every time. Every time an MCU's out, and they like suck off a Martin Scorsese quote. Like they're all movies. Martin Scorsese is also not making high art. He's making like fucking the same movie over again. We love it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's sick.
And like, yeah, I don't watch a Scorsese movie for the same reason I watch an MCU movie. An MCU movie is just like pure like dumb fun to me. I don't need it to challenge me. It just like, you know, should be entertaining.
Well,
and so,
when they're you know what I mean? Like that's literally what Martin Scorsese makes.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Like he doesn't make like brain teasers. Like he's not like Paul Thomas Anderson. Like he's great. He's a great filmmaker and a fantastic storyteller, but also like they're made to make money and entertain people,
but they also like they're his and only his vision first and foremost
whereas, especially at his point now where he's like someone who can like release a movie without even showing a studio dailies.
The biggest criticism that I will never ever try to defend Marvel or anything Disney is that they're made by committee. They don't have their own identity. And I think I enjoyed that Doctor Strange so much because this one really, it seemed to for the
But what's interesting, we didn't enjoy Eternals for that reason.
But that didn't have its own identity to me. That was just boring.
It was just
9 hours long.
That movie was made to appease an audience, which they thought that, you know what I mean? Like that didn't exist.
They
thought they were going to get like Nobel Peace Prize because of the casting.
Because they were brave enough to say that a black gay man caused Hiroshima.
Exactly. I think they were like, I think Kevin Feige was working on his like Nobel Peace Prize fit because he's like,
he had a hat.
We've got Kumail. We've got a deaf girl. We got Sprite.
We got a gay black guy who caused Hiroshima.
We got a gay black guy that caused the end of World War II. We got Angelina Jolie looking crazy. Yes, I will accept this Nobel Peace Prize in the most beautiful movie cast ever. Also, we kill Salma Hayek.
How good would it be if they really leaned into it and instead of getting Avengers the game, we got Eternals the game?
And we just had no idea who these characters were.
I would actually fucking love that. I would love Eternals the game. Like they try and turn that mess of a movie into like this enormous action game where you have to play as 9 characters
wearing those like
at once
stupid ass outfits. Remember like so much of that movie is just them like standing on cliffs
row, looking at each other,
not even looking at each other, just looking at the camera. it was
like the Qantas I am you are we
literally,
are Australian
we are Eternals.
We are.
Yeah, it's so funny. They spend so much time just like there's so much magic hour posing in that movie. It's bonkers. But no, to what you were saying, Doctor Strange 2, it's the closest we've had since anything really where this movie looks different to an MCU like blueprint.
And it was like had moments of like,
it's goofy as hell.
Exactly.
Scary.
I really appreciated that. But like whatever, I understand that not every movie is everyone's thing, but I feel
I
like
I think this would be the movie to close.
I know
this.
This is like broken people's
heads. I think
also
heads. It's like I was reading, and not that this means anything, but it's like the second lowest audience score for a Marvel movie ever.
Crazy.
Eternals beats it, but it's
so here's some of the discourse that I've been like really
I'm like lights off to
poisoning
this, so
myself. I know
really,
I've been sending you some of the best
I'm really
stuff,
excited
but like,
to hear them.
I'm an idiot for constantly going in and saying, "Oh, I wonder what interesting opinions I'll find in this article."
I wonder what Tom Cruise believers, the Cruises, will be saying.
So one I hate the most is people complaining that this was too violent, too scary. MCU movies should not be this violent or scary.
I saw on Reddit the other day because I've been like, actually, I have been checking to see like what the feedback was. I digress. And one of them was literally, this is like the lamest shit ever because I'm pretty sure an adult put this up. It was like, "Hey guys, Just wondering, could you please list, like, this is a list containing all of the jump scares in Doctor Strange 2 in case you're going to see it. And it literally was some, like, fucking dickhead nerd, moron, like, idiot adult who had listed the jump scares. Because, like, I know you're not, like, the worst thing is they're basically assuming the person they're writing it for, which is probably, like, they assume is, like, them, have only ever seen Marvel movies. And They're like, this is tough. It's very different compared to a Marvel movie because there are scares in this. And I understand that the post went something like, I understand, like, much like me, you haven't probably seen horror movies. And so there's these things called jump scares and, you know, they are scary. So don't. And I'm like, what the fuck are you, like, morons talking about? Like, what?
So this is someone who's, like, previously, dude, the scariest thing they ever had to deal with in the movie was, are they going to make it through all 3 hours of Avengers Endgame without pissing their pants?
Yeah.
Without Fergieing all over themselves.
Yeah. Without diapering the...
I reckon once a month I'm like, gotta Google Fergie, Black Eyed Peas, wet her pants.
She was a real, she was caught in the Bermuda Triangle of just insane shit that happened 15 years
ago.
Yeah,
totally.
It?
But the photos are in, like, you think 15 years ago, you don't think of, like, good photography, you know, but no. There's so many angles of captured of her.
I mean, the other thing is,
pants.
If you're going to piss your pants, denim will be the color that shows it better than any. No, they're like cargo pants, aren't they? They're like chinos.
Yeah, totally.
Chino shorts. Yeah. Just like probably the worst color to wear when you're about to, like, yellow out in your pants. So funny that piss is yellow, don't you think?
I mean, it is if you're unhealthy.
No, I mean, like, it's not clear.
It can be.
It can be, but you know how, like, it's traditionally, like, it's a yellow being tinge.
Like, being, like you, the naysayer to everything you say about piss.
Yeah,
like,
why are you gatekeeping piss? It is yellow. Like, that's the color of it.
Yeah, okay.
Like, that is, like, it's like how shit is brown. Like, piss is yellow. Like,
what?
It's the known thing.
Bro, I had to have...
But it is funny that it's yellow.
To get over my flu, I was given charcoal tablets.
Oh, did your shit go black?
Bro, it's crazy. It was, like, the wildest color.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's one of those things, like, you know, like... You're like,
you don't want that color.
Guys, get in here. Check this out.
Were you showing them?
No, of course not.
Yeah, no.
Snapped you a pic.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, like, so there is, like, that... The scaredy cat element.
Which is, like, again, moronic.
Who, like, upset that this movie was violent. Then there is...
That pisses me off so much.
I mean,
much,
these guys,
man,
are always reactionary. There's always going to be this element. But to the degree that I've seen that this movie is sexist... Because of its portrayal of Wanda only wanting to be a housewife. And it's like, that is such an insane misread of the movie. Thankfully, I was that article was brought to my attention by B, because she was reading it on the couch and she was like, this is bullshit. And I was like, cool.
And you're like, honey, you called
you're
a housewife.
First. Yeah.
You're not actually, but you're a woman and I'm going to be mentioning this on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for you've got my back, right?
Yeah.
You've got Hey Fam's back.
And you've got my black shit.
You get it.
Staining up that porcelain.
Stop reading.
Put down that woke media and get in here and look at this black shit I just took.
Yeah, but I just feel like, I don't know, like
people are bored. You know, it's been 2.5 years of, like, dickheads locked inside and, like, just, like, literally, man, this post, I've got to try and find it. It was one of the most fucking... It was insane to read. I thought it was a parody almost, but it's just like, oh yeah, these people are man babies or, like, adult babies who have, like, suckled on the teat of comic book adaptations of cinema for the last 15 years. You know what I mean? It's like they've never experienced a horror movie.
Well, I mean, but because there's that much of it now that you really can only...
This is the double-edged sword of this, because now, like, if this is a success and it's made a lot of money, you know, I'm sure Marvel will now... They have kind of exhausted the superhero... genre, if that's putting it lightly, but, you know, they'll probably do the sci-fi movie, the horror movie, you know what I mean, like, really lean into other genres to tell their stories. And this is probably, like, the start of, you know, letting directors really lean into genre.
Yeah, I reckon there's gonna be, like, a big movement for them to go back to the way MCU movies used to be.
Do you think so?
Yeah, it's gonna be, it's, yeah,
it's insane. Like, the thing is, and we've said this so many times, like, the more stuff they put out, it is just becoming an unwieldy beast, isn't it?
Yeah, the obligation to watch the TV shows, that's what hurts me. And I'm going to feel that too with, like, I saw that they're making they started filming the Ahsoka show. I could not give a fuck about the Ahsoka show.
Well, yeah,
but
you don't.
There is that
watch
weird
Clone Wars
obligation to watch. I'm like, fuck, another one of these things.
Oh, man.
They're like the Disney, like, pump train is, yeah. I was feeling like, I hate the discourse, like why are people taking this movie so seriously? But at the same time, like I kind of get the this Disney shit is a problem. And then I was like, I need to actually make an effort to watch more, you know. And if, you know, A24 isn't, there's obviously far more independent studios.
Oh yeah, it's probably like at this point in time, it's the only one that like comes to Australia regularly outside of, you know, and is played in cinemas.
And like pretty easy to, there's like 8 different event cinemas, like the biggest complex in Sydney, screening it, which was really cool.
Yeah.
They're still showing it in Parramatta. So yeah, I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once. The movie made by the guys who made the Turn Down for What clip.
Bizarre, huh?
I love that clip. So
but I mean, the Nicholases, is it?
Daniels.
Oh, the Daniels, the Nicholases.
The last movie they made was that one where the Daniel Radcliffe.
That's why
corpse.
I said the. No, that's not why I said that. The yeah, Saint the Nicholas. One with Paul Dano.
Yes, Paul Dano. Yeah. And Mary Elizabeth Winstead. I've never
seen
that.
Something
but,
Man, Swiss Army Man.
Yeah, I want to see it. Yeah. But I mean, the cast of this movie of Everything Everywhere All at Once is so good.
So good.
Michelle Yeoh
goes without saying.
Fucking rules in it.
Short
like,
round.
What? Short round from Indiana Jones 2 is
first
it?
Movie in like 20 years.
Like he seems to be loving every second of it too. I hope he's in so much more after this.
I hope he goes straight to an MCU.
I said this is a joke. And that's like the thing.
He'd be perfect for Eternals or Shang-Chi.
Everyone's saying like, oh man, Everything All at Once. It's the better multiverse movie. These guys should make MCU movies.
It's like, no.
They should only make.
Let them make this shit.
I know. I love Safdie Brothers movies. I hope they only ever make Safdie Brothers
movies.
No,
I hope Safdie Brothers do Avengers 5. How good would that be?
Yeah.
Just like this grimy.
Actually, that would be mad.
Adam Sandler is like MODOK. There it is.
Yeah, but that was a really good time. That movie.
Yeah, it's insane. What like 3 years ago, the general audience of moviegoers who probably don't read comic books kind of, I guess, multiverse was only something they'd heard about, like maybe in like hard sci-fi, but since like Into the Spider-Verse and. Post that, like, it's very interesting, like, how much that word is. We've kind of been like psyoped that word, like, we've been just like, everyone knows that word now.
Yeah, and I feel like almost you could argue that the MCU has kind of taken the wrong lessons from Into the Spider-Verse because that was a hit critically and financially. And
but
I think
the multiverse, as we said, the nature of the multiverse and that was designed to push the story forward.
Yeah, for sure.
The whole moral was like, you know, it doesn't matter where you are, who's under that mask, where, like, that's who makes Spider-Man.
And now that we have quite a collection of multiverse-based TV and movies, I would still say it's the best.
Oh, hands down. It's the best by far.
It uses the concept of the multiverse easily, the strongest out of all of them.
It serves the story, which is what any device, plot, like, any, like, Deus Ex Machina, anything, more than anything, it's got to like serve the story.
Only thing I don't like about that movie is when Uncle Aaron dies and he's like, you were the best of us, Miles. It's like the shittest line.
I'm going to say that when I die to someone. The best of us. Who's he like, who's in the gang that he's talking about?
I don't know, can he say, he's saying you are the best of us, Miles. I'm pretty sure he says you were the best of us, Miles. Like Miles isn't the one dying. You are Uncle Aaron.
Very strange. Yeah. I can't remember that.
It's like Kingpin just fucking shoots him in the back of the head or something like that. Like it's like.
In his apartment?
He's on a roof. I think he's on a roof.
Oh, is it near Aunt May's house?
He's on the roof of Aunt May's. Yeah, and like
that's right.
Kimmy just ices him. I think it's like the only significant
death
in the
movie.
Such a good movie, man. That's a weird, shitty scene. I hate that.
Aunt May rules in that.
Yeah.
And like she gives him Peter's outfit and stuff.
Oh, man. And she just like, this is an Aunt May who, one, not only knew that Peter Parker was Spider-Man, but she also just fully accepted it.
Yeah.
And helped him with everything.
Kind of like before Aunt May got murked in the MCU. But no, she knew who he was and like helped him and shit.
Yeah, totally.
I like that. That's a good. That's
when
how you
Aunt
want.
May said, "You were the best of us, Peter."
Miles,
just out of nowhere. He's like, what? Who the fuck's Miles?
And then Tails pops up. Hey, we gotta go. Speaking of multiverses, but I remember the first inkling of multiverse after Into the Spider-Verse. Because this is a pop culture podcast, we will track. You know, it'd be funny. You don't need to type in Google. You know, you can search trends.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck that. You're going to listen to us try and remember.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
So it was Into the Spider-Verse was kind of the first thing.
If you could really improve this by putting your TV on and also search through the American iTunes store while you describe this,
look for related titles to Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage. Fuck, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I think the next time the multiverse really like sucked the dick after Into the Spider-Verse, it kind of was dormant for a bit. But then we got, and I'm talking just cinema and whatever, I think WandaVision was probably the next thing which put it into people's mindset.
Well, that was like, yeah,
because
the first
of
time.
Pietro.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I
yeah.
think when people saw that Evan Peters was cast, and he famously played him in the great X-Men Apocalypse or whatever.
that's his full name.
That's the full name of him. No, X-Men Apocalypse, comma, whatever. And the other one.
That's
is he in Days of Future? No, X-Men Forever. What's that one called? Old Man? No, First
it's
Class?
It's a prequel to Moon Knight because Oscar Isaac plays an underwhelming Egyptian character.
Yeah, you're right.
You see, I sent a photo of...
I love Egypt.
Just driving behind someone that had a bumper sticker today. And it was like no effort had gone into this bumper sticker. It was like Comic Sans. It just said, I love Egypt.
Dude, it reminded me of a car I saw. I was driving like...
Oh, that'd be mad if this podcast just became us recounting cars we saw.
Oh, man. I snapped
instead of guys we fucked,
all the time.
Cars we saw.
This one was unreal. It was like red. It was just like a sedan or whatever. And like on the back, like dash, he had like fuckload of like... plush toys of Qantas planes.
Fuck yes.
And then his number plate was
custom. We
have custom.
An extremely hinged individual.
Then his custom number plate was like initials and then 747. And then he had a sticker
said
... I just want one, and just had like Qantas plane shit all over his car. And literally it was just said, it was a custom sticker.
Good.
And it just said, I just want one. And this dude loves Qantas, not just planes. Like this is a very this is a very particular spectrum that this man is on, and it was near the airport. It was at IKEA in Tempe. I was like, this guy just and it literally is just like he must worship John Travolta. Like that's a guy who one day just said, "I just want one," and now he fucking parks it in his backyard. It was incredible, and I'm like, either he's a
captain. But does Travolta have a Qantas?
Well, yeah, because he still has because he was going to donate it to
Wild.
Remember he was donating it
living
to,
the dream living this guy's
to
dream
to Albion Park, but because of COVID.
What's funnier, plane guys or train guys?
Plane guys are like guys, they're like watch guys, like you need money to be a plane guy.
If you just like playing.
Oh, but I mean like to me when I think of plane guys, they're like hobbyists all the time because they end up just going, it's very easy to log plane hours. I think it's easier actually to become a pilot than as a train driver.
Okay, right.
Because like the rail is all owned by like government and private corporations, you know what I mean? So you have to like, whereas like if you just like, there's a guy that my dad,
I'm not questioning that by the way, but I hope everyone at home is,
there's a dude that lives in my street where I grew up, and he's always just been like my neighbor. My dad the other day just like dropped the bombshell. He's like, oh yeah, he has like a plane out at the Albion Park thingy. He logged his hours and like we just went flying his plane the other day. And this is a guy who's like a tradesman, like he's a plumber,
yeah,
but he's just logged the hours and he has a plane because he's always wanted to. I think it's easier for you to basically like become a pilot. So I think like
all you need to do is have a bumper sticker that says I just want one for
so,
7 years.
And so that's what I mean, like watch guy, like I have a speaking to someone recently who's like they're now just become a watch guy. And like, I don't mean like you and I would like, they would scoff at our like Apple Watches.
Oh no, fucking A. It's like $20,000 minimum.
Yeah, like the ones that like have intricate parts and shit like that. And like, I find like watch guys and plane guys quite similar because it's like, yeah, you can get like a cheap version of that shit, or you can like go full crazy mode where you like are the watchmaker or you are the like pilot. Whereas train guys, I think it's just like, there's the train, I'm looking at it. You know what I mean? Like that. And it's kind of nice. Like that's the relationship.
You know,
they're just into trains.
That British guy who got really famous. He's like just, he just dresses well. And I think Harry Styles like gifted.
Oh, dude, everyone's in it. He went to like the Prada show. Rosalía was in
one of
his. He did
a video with Rosalía. Yeah, yeah. It's so funny.
It's kind of just now I'm sick of that. I'm just like, no, you're better when you're just like a train dude.
Yeah.
Like I feel bad for him now because like people will like do their album launch with him. And I'm like, just let this cunt look at a train. Like,
yeah, true.
And they pretend to be, you know what the worst part is? They pretend to be into it.
Yeah, totally.
I was like, no, you're
fucking
like Rosalía.
You don't give a fuck about trains, dude.
Oh, very cool. And it's like, no, you don't care. Like, just, I don't like that part. Like, just, I feel bad for him. Go back to, like, Prada don't want him there because he's fucked. They're not like, chugging on the train. You know,
we found this, and we'll never tell you what the account is, but it's one of our great recent trials. New guy just dropped that was purely to be sent between me and Angus and no one else.
It is,
but we'll tell you about it. He is...
a hobbyist.
It's a hobby, and his hobby is...
Actually, no, this is our favorite type of hobbyist. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. He's
there are watch guys, plane guys, train guys. But then, as we know, there are the the food in the front seat of the car, guys.
But this, and he is like, but this guy is a specifically a Wahlberg guy.
Yeah, like, it looks like an account that I've made. Yeah, and like doing for a bit, but it's not.
He's so genuine. He's so sweet. He just loves.
Like, he the other day just posted like a Google Earth image of where the New Zealand location of Wahlbergers will be.
He doesn't
be.
Work for them. He's doesn't just exciting.
He's not really, in New Zealand. He's probably not going there.
He's really excited for New Zealand to get a Wahlbergers.
Yeah. And he just posted like five shots of like where it could be going. He's great. He's just like a dude who like loves Wahlbergers.
And the Wahlbergs.
And the Wahlbergs.
I wonder what came first, like his love of the Wahlbergs or Wahlbergers.
Well, I noticed he has a box set of Wahlbergers. So maybe it was both at once. Maybe he got into Wahlbergers the franchise and Wahlbergs the family via the show, which is like the amalgamation of both.
But he's a pure guy.
The Wahlgiverse. Speaking of the multiverse, yeah, so then I track it to WandaVision because of the whole Petro thing.
Oh, yeah, let's go back to that show.
And then people were like, oh, multiverse, this is going to be multiverse.
And by the way, the whole time that we're watching like WandaVision, we know that they are making Flashpoint, which is another big multiverse movie that DC never kind of...
will release.
Well, there's rumors now that they're replacing Ezra Miller with someone else.
Is that like actual for real?
I think it could be just those dumbass rumor sites running with it, but whatever.
Like Tom Cruise Iron Man?
Yeah. Tom Cruise Iron Man.
Tom Cruise Iron Man own nightclub. Tom Cruise Iron Man own nightclub. Then after that, we immediately go into Loki. Like that was the third show, right? After Falcon Winter Soldier?
I think so, yeah.
And then from the get-go, that's universe shit.
Obviously, What If is like a big multiverse kind of, you know, show. What If this
and it's just
happened?
Kind of been all this universe stuff.
Yeah, multiverse stuff.
Multiverse stuff. And then obviously, you know, when they announced Phase 4 and like Doctor Strange's title, Multiverse of Madness, that kind of was like, you know, bigger than anything. Like that was the beacon where we're like, okay, that's what this next phase is about.
But funnily enough, like I feel like...
that had the least amount of
multiverse. Yeah, like Spider-Man No Way Home, I feel like is more of a multiverse movie.
Oh, totally. If you just showed me the titles back in the day, like you would assume that... Yeah, I think No Way Home does... See, I think No Way Home... I really like No Way Home. I know that's like a very daggy thing to say. I just think it's like... It's a great fun celebration of Spider-Man. I think it's earned. It's like 20 years of history. It really sticks the landing, I find. Like the moments are so earned. And I think it like ruined people because Doctor Strange is in it. And I think people are like, oh, fuck yeah, we're getting No Way Home too.
Yeah.
Essentially. Like, oh, it's got multiverse in the title. Oh, it's going to be like Marvel scale, not just Spider-Man. Like Spider-Man's nothing compared to what this movie will be. Like, I think they're expecting like an Avengers movie.
Well, like, yeah, like we're going to see all these multiverse versions of every single superhero. Yeah. And they're going
like
to be
played
by...
Like they wanted Hugh Jackman walking out
as
Wolverine.
Exactly. Yeah.
They wanted Hugh Jackman like eating out like fucking Rachel McAdams or something while Mr. Fantastic stretches his fucking hand in Wolverine's butthole.
And like, look, obviously we won't fully spoil it if you haven't seen it yet, but like they do, like what I love about the movie is they kind of... You know,
well, they shit on it.
They set up this like, oh, look, it's this crazy characters. And then they just like, yeah, they fucking,
you know what that scene is like? They
did the old switcheroo.
It's like when Luke throws the lightsaber in The Last
Jedi.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I love that because it's just kind of going, it's like the director going like, yeah, I know what you want, but fuck that. I'm like, I'm going to give you this weird thing instead. And honestly, that was like one of the best parts of the movie where it's just like, oh, you want a cameo? Boom, here you go. They're all murked now.
Yeah.
Amazing. But yeah, and now we've kind of like a spoiled to the core with like this multiverse thing. And what I think it's done, it's like really dumbed audiences because now they're kind of just watching movies now when we have too much knowledge. I've noticed like on Twitter, people's threads, like I'll always read when I see like WandaVision sucks. Sorry, what's it called?
Moon Knight.
Multiverse of Madness sucks. And then I'll look at like people's replies. But just like the fucking, I guess it ties into like the babyfication. It's very similar energy to that post where it's like, here are the jump scares. People just are like, they're so aware now of like IP and who owns what. And they're just like, don't worry. Next Avengers event will be Secret Wars. It's fine. We'll be getting Fox characters. And it's just like, they're literally just watching these movies as fans to like see a character they've known from 20 years ago walk on screen so they can like sleep well at night or something. It's like, fucking crazy depressing, you know what I mean? And it's just like, it's now like the audience has almost become as like greedy as like Disney's IP acquisition.
But it kind of ties into, I remember when like, you know, when the fans demanded that they change Sonic's design.
Yeah.
I feel like this is, it's this like fan expectation. They don't get what they want. They throw a tantrum.
And they're all adults too. Like yeah, that's yeah, the totally, funniest part. Yeah. They're all like people well into their 30s. And they're just like, I can't believe Wolverine wasn't in Multiverse of Madness. And
like you weren't upset enough about Rise of Skywalker. I reckon if enough people banded around that.
Oh, look, this wasn't like my first rodeo of being disappointed with Star Wars media.
But imagine if like, I don't know, I feel like that's a movie that we could potentially, if we directed this
that movie was
idiot
made.
Child energy.
No, see, what your family
of course,
did. That movie was that because of what happened to the movie before it.
Yep.
Where like, Luke was mean and Rey had no like crazy lineage to explain her force powers. Like it was that shit. That were the type of Star Wars fans who like will go on YouTube holes learning about the fighting styles of all the Jedi Council members, which is like never been mentioned outside of like a visual dictionary. You know what I mean? Like they're not plot points or anything, but they'll be like, I don't like the new movies because Finn actually holds a lightsaber in a mode that isn't like one of the classic modes. And it's just like, that's not why people watch these movies, you fucking idiot. But yeah, it was all of those people who were like the people who were like, I cannot believe Hugh Jackman wasn't in 90 minutes of Multiverse of Madness, you know, with America as her like surrogate dad. And it's like, you know, I honestly think that title.
And it was too scary.
It was very scary. I honestly think now, if they could, they wouldn't go with that title. I think like they didn't expect, you know, I think now like post No Way Home, post everything, that title to like idiots signaled, and even me, I was expecting like this movie, not in a bad way, but I was because it was the guy who wrote Rick and Morty. I was literally expecting like Rick and Morty, like as Doctor Strange in America jumping around, which I still think the movie, there could be a good 5-minute sequence of them searching for something, jumping through like funny universes.
Or like the final battle between America and Wanda. Like I've, you know, we talked about this with WandaVision itself, like how good it would have been if the final battle was them fighting through different eras.
Yes, like they'll get punched through the 50s house, come out through the 70s
exactly.
House.
Like, yeah. I feel like we've never really done that in these movies. They have the budget to do it. They have the recognizable sets to do it too. And that's definitely always a missed opportunity. In
this
Multiverse of
this,
Madness, America like could have had a big
she
fight.
She was essentially
where she's
Morty,
like punching Wanda through different dimensions.
Totally.
Until she realizes, this isn't going to end until I show her, until I let her kids see.
Or
what
imagine
she's
if
like,
there was a
know,
scene
like,
where like, you know how they, every time they jump, they just happen to go in this movie, like to the universe they like need to go to further the plot. But it'd be great if like, you know, there was a scene where Strange has to find like, they have to like jump back to the world where his prime world. But like to get there, then maybe go, there's like a montage of like 8 different worlds. And they're like really fucked up. They're not just like, this one has more grass. Or this one's like dark and stormy. Like if there was like a world where like everyone was a burrito, you know what I mean? Just
yeah,
like,
which is, and that's,
and I
kind
expected
of
that literally because of post Loki and the fact this was Raimi and the dude who writes Rick and Morty.
Yeah. So I mean, like
I did find it tame for its title.
No, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah,
I'll
and that was
that.
One thing that I was like, I'm not disappointed in the same way they are. Like I didn't want James Marsden from Sonic as Cyclops in it. Like that's not a thing. Though now upon reflection, that's actually do what I want.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But I didn't want
if it's Doctor Strange as a, like he gets shrunk down to like a, maybe like a small animal size and he has to sit in a passenger seat to James Marsden's. Yeah, perfect.
But yeah, I would have.
Cyclops wants to be a cop now.
He is in a world that they jump to a multiverse.
He has a black wife
where
his family hates him.
Rachel McAdams is now black and everyone hates him and every city in the world is San Francisco in this multiverse. But I was just wanting a bit more multiverse in the movie, you know?
I'm kind of like, I reckon they will. I think we're going to not hear much multiverse shit from MCU for a while now.
I think...
Do you think Quantumania will talk about multiverses?
Of course it will. It's got Kang as the villain.
Okay, all right. That one will. I don't think we'll have anything in Thor.
No. Thor is going to be one of those movies, and I hope this is how it continues. Like, because Ragnarok was essentially it, despite the ending, you know, timing up to Infinity War. It is like, those movies are made in a bubble, which I love. Like, yeah, you do what you want in space.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
But what about like the Guardians are in this one now too? Do you
well, I reckon
think
they'll
that
be in the first 10 minutes.
Okay, right.
Honestly,
sure.
I reckon,
and they get killed.
Yeah,
they get violently murdered.
Yeah, the Eternals. No, we've said they crash into the Eternals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, at the start. They go, oops. yeah, the Guardians won't be in it for more than 10 minutes, I think. They're going to be at the start and being like, eye roll, he's so annoying. And then it'll be him getting fit and then being like, oh, now I'm Thor.
Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, I don't think Thor would deal with it, but I do know, I don't know. This is all leading towards, like, you know, we have it saying, well, you know, phases 1, 2, to 3 led to Infinity Saga.
Yeah.
Does this culmination of, like, I guess let's call it phase 4, 5, 6, like, that's going to lead to...
Is it though?
Or they just now just going to be like, fuck it.
Yeah, these are all just things.
Because you're right, phase 4 isn't an exact replication of phase 1, as we know, because half of them are like dog shit origins. Oh, and the others are just like weird, some real big hits and some real big misses.
Yeah.
But are they leading towards like, I know like 5 years ago, comics did like the second Secret Wars, which was like where basically Marvel destroyed its two universes and put them into one, right?
But I feel like, I don't know.
But I mean, is this what a company does with so much IP?
I feel like because they've got so many little like teasers at doing that already, I feel like they won't ever go whole hog with it. Like, and I don't want them to now. I like little teasers of multiverse stuff, but like, I don't think...
To me, it screams of something that you do when you've reached desperation breaking point. Because famously, comics do it basically...
Because there's too much shit going on right now.
Too much continuity. Yeah. And they do it to like retcon continuity and sell issue ones so they can get in a lot of readers from the ground up. Look, we're going to go into PayFam.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about...
We're going to retcon this whole episode.
We're going to actually take this one back.
We're going to be talking about multiverses. We're going to be talking about... I still want to talk about more about Everything Everywhere All at Once and other real non-Disney movies that I want to see this year. The ones I've missed, the ones that are still to come. Because I think I did a similar thing last year where like I watched all the dumb shit in the first half of the year and then I was like, fuck, got to watch the good ones. And I got through most of the good movies that came out last year. But
I'm really good at watching movies.
You're great at watching movies. It's what you do instead of raising a family, and that's equally noble.
Yeah. Well, someone's got to do it.
But hey, it's going to be a beautiful episode of PayFam tonight. We're going to continue these vibes.
This is a great time to record too, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit earlier.
Yeah, like it. Oh, it's dark now.
Daylight savings is over. Yeah.
Which I'm into. Like dark nights.
Do you?
It's night.
You do like the Dark Knight.
I do love the dark. I love the character of the Joker. I love the Two-Face. I love the Bane.
Right. Anyway, come join us over at PayFam because that's what we record after we finish HeyFam, and HeyFam's over, PayFam begins.
Yeah,
and another over. Dark Knight, PayFam begins.
Oh, wow. So, HeyFam rises. PayFam rises.
PayFam rises. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, come join us over at patreon.com/HeyFam is where you sign up.
We have a huge, huge spoiler review of Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. If you didn't listen to it last week's episode.
We always get a big chunk of new signups when we do MCU movies.
I don't know why. I don't know why we keep talking about them. Yes, I do.
But welcome to all new fam. It's good to have you.
Yeah.
And come
drop
join
a pick.
Us. Over at PayFam, patreon.com/HeyFam.
Jump into our PayFam, Patreon, Discord, and drop a pick.
Just drop a pick. I think that's what everyone's got to do this week.
We want you to go to the Pod Talk channel. That's where we talk pods.
No, well, I'm going to start a new channel called Drop a Pick.
Do it now.
Okay. And it's just a cool place where you can go drop a pick.
Yeah. We need you to drop a pick right
selfies?
Now.
Just a pick. It could be a black shit.
Could be black shit.
It could be you with a black shit in the background, giving a thumbs up.
Someone else could have taken the photo of you. Drop a pick.
Or someone could have taken the black shit.
I think one person did.
But hey, patreon.com/HeyFam. $5 a month is all it costs to join. PayFam, the Discord, that crazy backlog of episodes of our podcast you've been missing out on.
Some good, some even better.
Some Eternals level bad. So come and do that now.
Some that I'll probably have to delete some.
Really? Have to retcon?
Yeah, retcon.
We're going to be retcon. We're going to do a big HeyFam retcon.
Now I see why movie studios are so keen to multiverse. You can get rid of the things you don't like and you don't need to be clever about it. You don't need to write them out.
Thanks so much for listening. See you over in PayFam. Bye.
See you later, suckers.